AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Retailers are hoping for some Black Friday magic. They're promising bigger discounts, hoping to lure customers into their stores. Bankrate.com senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says the expectations are for slight sales growth this year.
The National Retail Federation, Deloitte, MasterCard, various sources place the expected holiday sales growth at somewhere around 2 or 3%. So kind of in line with inflation. Growing, but not exceptionally so.
Black Friday remains the unofficial kickoff of the holiday shopping season, even if it's lost some luster. Democratic lawmakers from Connecticut say Thanksgiving bomb threats were made against their homes.
Their offices say at least five Democratic members of Congress from Connecticut were targeted by bomb threats on their homes Thursday. Senator Chris Murphy and Representatives Jim Himes, Joe Courtney, John Larson, and Johanna Hayes all reported being the subject of such threats. Police who responded said they found no evidence of explosives on the lawmakers' properties. The bomb threats against Democrats happened a day after a number of President-elect Donald Trump's most prominent cabinet picks and appointees reported that they had received such threats, as well as swatting attacks, in which perpetrators initiate an emergency law enforcement response against a victim under false pretenses. I'm Norman Hall.
Two children and a woman have been crushed to death as a crowd of Palestinians pushed to get bread at a bakery in the Gaza Strip. A doctor confirmed they died from suffocation due to crowding at the bakery. The flow of food allowed into Gaza by Israel has fallen to its nearly lowest level since the start of the almost 14-month-old war. British lawmakers have given initial approval to a bill that would help terminally ill adults end their lives in England and Wales. The so-called Assisted Dying Bill now moves on to further scrutiny in Parliament. This is AP News. France's president has taken a tour of the newly refurbished Notre Dame Cathedral.
Notre Dame Cathedral showed its new self to the world on Friday, with rebuilt soaring ceilings and creamy good-as-new stonework erasing somber memories of its devastating fire in 2019. Images broadcast live of a site visit by French President Emmanuel Macron showed the inside of the iconic cathedral. Macron entered via the cathedral's giant and intricately carved front doors.
De la redécouvrir.
I feel like I'm rediscovering it, he remarked during his tour. The visit kicks off a series of events ushering in the reopening of the 12th century Gothic masterpiece. I'm Karen Shamas.
Some Massachusetts lawmakers are hoping to persuade their colleagues to support a proposal that would make the state the first to adopt a ban meant to eliminate the use of tobacco products over time. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.